Hello and welcome, everybody. We are the Appreciators. We call ourselves the Appreciators, coaching, consulting, and training. And we are a network of eight people spread over Germany and Switzerland. Active since 2011, and we wouldn't want to actually bring appreciation to the workplace. Still a lot to be done. We practice appreciative inquiry predominantly, and we also are organized in a holocratic way. Today, predominantly Gertrud is going to do the presentation, supported by Dorothy and myself. And we would like to actually introduce you to a kind of a pocket version of a traffic light model. I told you we have the intention to, the guts to actually put human behavior into a traffic light model, which was quite challenging, actually. And it worked. We consider it as a diagnostic tool, quick diagnostic tool with a neuroscience background, and for quickly understanding human behavior. Appreciation is our word, actually, and what our understanding is, we consider this as a creative power that actually causes the experience of mindfulness, purpose, and growth. And it also creates clarity, connection, and joy of action. Our intention for today is to give you an insight into the appreciative and traffic light model, touch the basis of brain physiology, and give some useful, immediately applicable practices. So in order to be applied, just at next. Yeah. And keep in mind, next. Yeah, that's all. Yeah, okay. Next. Ah, okay, good. Even the basic law of Germany actually talks about appreciation and the human dignity, and this we would like to include. Yep. Gertrud, it's yours.
Thank you. So we talked about that we want to give you a little insight into how the brain works, and we have actually those, you can just have a glimpse on the brain, and we only talk, I mean, it's a lot more complicated, but we only talk about those three parts of the brain, which is the brainstem, the limbic system, and the neocortex. So, Rito, did you? Yeah, okay. First, the basic part of our brain, the brain stem, the blue part on the picture. This is when somebody pushes my buttons, and more basically, it's about danger. And when I feel endangered, and the body cannot really distinguish between real danger and perceived danger. And it's always about life-threatening. So like mobbing or things like that, that for the body feels life-threatening. That's why it's so basic. And in this stage, you are flooded with adrenaline that takes over, that dominates everything. And the upper brain parts are just reduced, and the stem brain or brain stem takes over. And you only have automatic reflexes that fight, flight, freeze, you know this. So there is no thinking. There is no logical thinking, no activities that come from thinking. It's automatic, and you can still type on the computer. You can still chop wood. You can still do things that you have done over and over again, but no creativity or other thinking is. And it's about survival, this enabled survival. So when a bus is threatened to run you over, you jump. Don't think about it. Yeah. So when the hormones like adrenaline and oxytocin, they are in play, the limbic system can work too. And it takes over the steering. So sure, the brainstem still works. Does have to work for heartbeat, for everything. But the limbic system is steering. And the adrenaline is the alert mode. So you can have that symbol like a hunter is looking for dangers and prey. And there's a basic feeling of there's something wrong here. What's wrong here? Where's the problem? Where is that what not doesn't work? And logical thinking is there, actions that come from there. It's about the ability to also to reflect emotions and learning. Learning comes in here. It's learning by experience, and it enables endurable survival. So we had that already, so we prevent it in the next time. So risk management is controlling. Everything is like that. And for continuous improvement, that's important. When the green light represents that the neocortex has the say or comes in, and we have a coherence between the left and the right hemisphere. We have also a coherence between head, heart, and hand. So alignment is a very important part. Flow, we call it the flow hormone, oxytocin. You can also say the bonding hormone. And here it's about feeling safe. In the other stages, you don't feel really safe. I mean, in red, not at all. In yellow, there might be something wrong. And here it's feeling safe, connectedness, creativity, intuition, trust. And a consonance between outside and inside. And this enables an effortless being and doing. And in that stage, new synapses can be created. So neuroplasticity comes in that stage. What do we do with that? The picture is wild garlic in the spring woods. So this is all interwoven and in flow. What do we do with it? In red, there is only that reflexive state. So in red, you cannot think. So what do? You practice it while you are in yellow or green to have it at hand for red. So for red, it's important to stop. Stop what you're doing, no matter what that is. Stop it. Then, because you have so much adrenaline in your body, just move. Do something with your body. Run around the corner. Go in the cellar and hit a sand sack. Scream. Whatever. Just movement that takes out the adrenaline in the body. And we had a wonderful example this morning, laughter. There's a part in the limbic system called the amygdala that says, danger, danger. And the most effective thing to calm this part down is to laugh. Maybe not in the face of somebody who's pushing your buttons. Go into the bathroom and look at the mirror. And one possibility you can do, and we practice it right now. So take the corners of your mouth, pull them till you feel it in the back with a closed mouth. Just do it for a minute. Can you feel the tension in the back? And you do it with somebody else or in the mirror. Some already start to tickle. Yeah, this is a very easy way to start laughing. And it really helps in red enormously. And breathe. The adrenaline breathing is here. And the oxytocin breathing is more in the belly. And I want to teach you a breathing that you can use no matter when. You can practice it in daily life to have it at hand when you're in a red stage. So first, exhale. Maybe you stand up. Just stand up. So first, exhale. As far as you can. And then normally the air comes in, so you don't have to force it in. So, and feel your body. It should move further than your chest. So and with a second exhale, you put a sound to it, and it sounds like an H and A. So, ha. Ha. And the most important thing is to the corners, the lip corners have to go up, because when you smile, your body said no danger. When you can smile, there's no danger. So smiling, even faked smiling, is really important. So we do it again together. smiling. Again. And a third time. Not here, here. So you may sit down. No, wait. this is something you can practice whenever. And in the moment you are really in red, you do this and you do this three times, and the oxytocin level goes up and the adrenaline goes down, even if you cannot practice physically. So you have about 20 minutes of oxytocin now. So, and now we go to the yellow part. And yeah. Yeah. I
now, as I understood, if I'm not in a situation when I can move out the other
side,
then the oxytocin.
Yes. Yes. It works even if you cannot work out. So, yeah. Yeah. So in yellow, you can do whatever all people tell you the health, whatever you have to do for organizations, mindfulness, yoga, whatever, to reduce your adrenaline part. And I want to show you one very quick practice that you can do. This is... That also helps. So now you can sit down. And in yellow, there is also a very important, it's adrenaline and oxytocin. And when you choose to go, you know, I'm the lonesome rider, I go for it, you pretty much tend towards red. But in here, you have to choose. Do I go with adrenaline or do I go with oxytocin? Oxytocin is the bonding hormone. So if I go with oxytocin, I reach out for help. I ask people for support. I support others. I grill with, have barbecue with neighbors. So really to have community, that's an important part in that yellow stage, asking for support. The second thing is make stress your friend and not your enemy. And the third is to take weaknesses and failures lightly, friendly. This is a very important part because pushing for the end and wanting to and having to do it perfectly really goes towards adrenaline. So, and one more thing is giving up of being right. This really helps in this stage. And I have 2 minutes to go. So about green, I could just say, you cannot make it. You cannot improve yourself more and more and more to get to that stage. And yet you can practice yoga, you can practice mindfulness and all these things, but you cannot make green. You just have to let go. And so the brain doesn't go back to these normal red and yellow stages. There needs to be an alignment. There needs to be that the thoughts, that the mind can... just be aligned on something, on purpose, on whatever. So it's letting go and alignment. And so you create a flow and coherence between heart, head, and hand.
Well, actually, just more to get here in this book. Unfortunately, just in German. But 54 pages on the traffic line model. And here is the short version. Invitation to you to well, it's over there, and please, if you'd like to have a handout, let's just take it with you. It's the copy of what you see here. And the invitation from us, as you appreciate it, is just practice. From now on, you appreciate it.